理课堂听 class.com。
Advanced Studio Classroom is on the air. Join us today for a venture north of the Arctic Circle to the ice of Sweden.Hello, everyone, and welcome to Advanced Studio Classroom. This is Bill Quinn, your host, and we are talking today about extreme hotels. This is our second day on the article, Extreme Hotels Are the Attraction, and this can be found in your Advanced magazine on page 28. Yesterday, we talked about Treehouse Hotel in India, and then today, we venture to a completely different climate to north of the Arctic Circle, very cold. And we're lucky today because we've got in our studio the author of our article, Angela.
Hello, Bill. I'm very glad to be here. In fact, it was really a delight for me to write this article. Researching these three different destinations proved to turn up some very interesting information.
Well, it is interesting because you provided the websites for the article for each one of these locations, and I was lucky enough to have some time and go research them. Yesterday, we talked about the Treehouse Hotel in India, a tropical jungle, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, actually, I must give credit to Doris for coming up with the idea of this article. She came to me with a news article about the hotel we will talk about tomorrow. And she said, you know, we really ought to do something for our students about unique hotels of the world. Then from that, I began doing the research, and that's how we came up with this article.
That's great. It's been very educational for me, and I learned a lot yesterday about the treehouses. And then today, we're going to learn more about a very special hotel in Sweden, the Ice Hotel. And like I said, it's a completely different climate, very cold. And coming from a cold part of the world, also in our studio today, is Ethan.
Hi, Bill. It's good to be here. And, well, Vancouver isn't this cold, and thankfully, because I would have a very difficult time. But we're going to be talking about the Ice Hotel today, and I was looking through, and I see that they keep it at a tolerable -7 degrees. Well, that just makes me shiver with thinking about it, because that's cold.
I read that. I thought that was kind of funny, a tolerable 7 degrees, and I thought, how would I get comfortable in that? Comfortable enough to sleep. Because in my apartment, if the temperature is even off by maybe 2 or 3 degrees Celsius from what I'm used to, I start to get a little uncomfortable and cranky, like a baby almost.
Well, since I am the writer, I will tell you why I used that word, tolerable, and we will learn more about it because it is one of our vocabulary focus words. But the reason I used it is because the weather outside the hotel is much, much colder due to the wind chill factor.
Right. Wind chill factor is something we're very used to in North America and Europe. We don't talk about wind chill much here in Asia. It's not really much of an issue. But, for instance, if you can have a freezing temperature where we've got 32 degrees Fahrenheit or 0 Celsius. But if you've got a 10-mile-per-hour wind, that can make it feel like maybe 15 degrees Fahrenheit or maybe -7. So it can make a tremendous difference as far as cold and people getting frostbite and things. Well, I mentioned as far as how educational this article has been, Angela, and you did provide the websites for each one of these hotels, and I would recommend to all of our listeners to explore these websites, and you can learn an awful lot about each one of these places. And I also would recommend to our listeners going to our website, www.studioclassroom.com, and you can see our teacher profiles on there, and you can see Angela and Ethan and myself, and also you can see our topic talks and see us discuss each one of these articles.
I think it just enhances the value of what we have to offer here.
Right. Often what we will do is talk about our vocabulary and maybe a commentary, a different perspective on each one of the articles. So, well, that being as it is, let's go to our first reading.
A Cool Adventure. The long, cold winters of Sweden's Lapland provide the setting for another of the world's most unique hotels. The Ice Hotel in Jukkasjärvi, 200 kilometers north of the Arctic Circle. In the late fall, as it has for the past 14 years, construction of the Ice Hotel begins. Crystal clear blocks of ice, harvested from the River Torne the spring before, form the bulk of the 5,000 square meter Ice Hotel complex, which opens January through April. In the hands of local sculptors, the ice and 30,000 tons of snow become an enchanting, ethereal winter wonderland. Swedish interior designers add their creative touches by providing unique appointments to the rooms. Winter temperatures in the Lapland dip into double-digit minus degrees, but inside the ice hotel, a tolerable minus 7 degrees Celsius is relatively comfortable. While sleeping on a block of ice might not sound like your idea of first-rate hotel accommodations, you may be in for a surprise. Cushioned with snow, covered with reindeer skins, and topped with a cozy sleeping bag, guests in the nearly 100 rooms sleep snugly. In the morning, the ice sauna offers a refreshing start to the day.
Earlier this month, we were in Tahiti exploring extreme sports such as snorkeling and scuba diving in the tropical waters of Tahiti. Now we're north of the Arctic Circle in Sweden's Lapland, so it's a little bit different weather up there.
Yes, I call this a cool adventure because it's in a cool location. Of course, cool has dual meanings here. Would you like to tell us why I didn't say a cold adventure?
Well, often we will say something is very cool. It means it's very interesting, something that is very exciting that you would want to do. And so we kind of, Angela's using a play on words here in which it makes us feel like, oh, this would be something really neat for us to do. But you also have to be aware that it's going to be a cold or a very icy maybe experience.
Right. Often you will hear maybe my students many times will say, oh, that's really cool, or that's something that's pretty cool. And it's something that's good. Mm-hmm. So, and we see in line 31, Sweden's Lapland. And I circled Lapland because sometimes you'll see that term and wonder, what is Lapland? Well, Lapland actually is a region within the Arctic Circle that is part of not only Sweden, but also Norway and Finland, which neighbor Sweden. And it's an area where we might say Laplanders or Eskimos live. It's a special area. That's why they call it that region, Lapland. And it provides, Sweden's Lapland provides the setting for another of the world's most unique hotels, the Ice Hotel in Jukkasjärvi. And I want to thank Ethan for helping me to pronounce Jukkasjärvi because the Scandinavian languages actually take a special skill as far as their pronunciation.
Yes, it took me many hours of research. I went online to many different places trying to find a way to pronounce this name, and I had to call through many different reports on people saying, well, the way you pronounce these letters is similar to this, and work it out. And finally, at the very end, I stumbled across a site that had an audio file of someone saying these different things. And I went, I wish I'd found that at the beginning. But the Scandinavian languages are very difficult to pronounce for English speakers as well as, I'm sure, the Asian speakers here. So don't worry about saying it exactly right, but just know that this is a place in the world that you could visit.
See, Angela, I have it made. Ethan did hours and hours in research, and all I had to do was have him tell me how to pronounce it.
Well, Bill, do you know where he started his research?
No.
He came to the writer, and he said, Angela, how do you pronounce the name of this town? And I looked at him, I said, I don't have to know how to pronounce the name of the town. I just have to spell it right.
Well, for all of our listeners, I do want to tell you these Scandinavian words are very difficult to pronounce. So if you're here in Asia, have difficulty pronouncing it, don't feel bad because Europeans and North Americans would have trouble pronouncing it. But Jukkasjärvi is 200 kilometers north of the Arctic Circle. And I have a map, and it was amazing for me to see how far north this is. So it's going to be very cold, really, year-round. And in the late fall, as it has for the past 14 years, construction of the ice hotel begins.
Mm-hmm. Now, I found this really interesting. Angela mentions here that they begin construction each fall, and I was kind of wondering, well, isn't it already built? And then if you look over on the next page, you'll see that every spring it melts away and they have to start over. And I thought this is kind of a neat thing. Probably each year is slightly different. They have slightly different features added, and it would be a very interesting place to visit on a number of occasions so you could see the change over time.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's ever-changing. And I believe I read where it all started in 1989. There were some Japanese sculptors and some artists that actually visited the region for an ice show for an ice sculpting show, and they came up with the idea of creating the ice hotel. And for those of you who do follow movies, and particularly James Bond, there was a movie filmed at the Ice Hotel, Die Another Day. It came out a couple of years ago, a James Bond movie. And it's really exciting. They drive the cars through the hotel, and eventually, I think, Angela, you had mentioned the hotel was blown up.
Oh, yeah, they were driving the cars through and ramming into the walls and knocking out the columns, and so the whole thing eventually collapsed in the movie, but it's quite different in real life, of course.
Well, hopefully if you go there, there won't be cars driving through the walls or the hotel exploding, but what you will experience is an enchanting ethereal winter wonderland, and that's in line 4 on page 29. And enchanting and ethereal, I had underlined those two words, enchanting.
Well, Bill, when I write, I like to use descriptive words because to me they put a picture into the reader's mind. And when I looked at the pictures on the website of this ice hotel, those were the words that came to mind. It really is enchanting. It looks like something unreal, almost. Particularly, I was looking at the chapel scene because they talk about weddings being done there. They actually have a minister to come in and do weddings. And I just thought, oh, my, that's so beautiful. So that's why I used these words.
And if you talk about something being ethereal, you talk about something being otherworldly. It's like it's from another world almost, and I can see looking in the pictures that that's what it looks like, is it looks like you're on some other world, totally different from what we would ever think would be on our Earth.
I thought the same thing, Ethan. When I saw that movie, Die Another Day, it was almost like it was kind of some image of maybe like heaven that you would have. Maybe you would like be floating on clouds because everything was clear and white and everything.
Well, and the way the lights shine through the ice, it just gives it, it's nothing that we experience in our ordinary world.
Well, we see that the Swedish interior designers add their creative touches by providing unique appointments to the room. And Ethan, what's appointments?
Well, it's a specialized term, and it's furnishings, fittings, or equipment, especially for a ship or a hotel. So these are probably special individual pieces that these different sculptors have decided to put into the rooms to make the room a little different or a little more special.
Well, it would include the coverings on the bed, the rugs that are on the floor, even if there are lampshades or any kind of decorating items in the room. That's what this would include.
Well, since this is created anew every year, I would think the rooms are obviously going to be different every year. So it does provide a tremendous landscape for creation.
That's right. I found the next part of the article very interesting, and we talked a little about it. But it says, winter temperatures in the Lapland dip into double-digit minus degrees. And I've been in this a couple of times in Canada, been in temperatures where it's minus 20 or whatever, and that is extremely cold. It is so cold that you don't want to be outside. So when I heard that, I was just shocked that it would be in double-digit or two-figure numbers.
Right. If you do go outside in double-digit, minus double-digit weather, it's really kind of dangerous because bare skin within a matter of minutes can actually become frostbitten.
Mm-hmm.
And then we see inside the ice hotel, though, it's a tolerable minus 7 degrees. Tolerable?
Well, you know, tolerable means that it's acceptable, but it's not really good.
Mm-hmm.
So, you see, it's a comparison. You know, outside you've got these double-digit minus temperatures.
Mm-hmm.
Inside, well, you've only got the single-digit minus temperatures.
Yes, tolerable, I believe, would come from tolerate. And so sometimes we might say, well, I can tolerate that, which means I can put up with it. I don't particularly like it, but I can tolerate it.
Well, I don't know, Bill. Evidently, a lot of people like it because this place gets thousands of visitors every year.
Well, I found that surprising because we see in line 16, there are nearly 100 rooms. That sounds rather large. I was really surprised by that, 100 rooms. And
right, especially compared to the tree houses we talked about yesterday. I think that place has only like 3 or 5 at the most. Here we have 100 rooms, and that's for the overnight guest. In fact, there are a lot of day trippers who come in just for daytime activities and then go back.
Certainly, a lot of people just want to come in and at least see the place, maybe not stay there.
But I like what they say about the beds. It says, well, sleeping on a block of ice might not sound like your idea of first-rate hotel accommodations. They certainly aren't my idea of a good place to sleep. But it says I may be in for a surprise because they're cushioned with snow, covered with reindeer skins, and topped with a cozy sleeping bag. So maybe it is quite comfortable.
It is, from what I read on the website. Not that I've had the experience, but it does sound quite comfortable.
I wondered if I would be willing to try this, sleeping on a block of ice. I have really been wondering about this. I think I probably could work up the courage to do it one night.
You know, cushioned with snow, covered with reindeer skins, and snuggled up in a sleeping bag. Of course you could.
Yes. Well, let's learn more about the Ice Hotel with our next reading.
A nearby restaurant serves beverages in glasses carved from ice and food hot on a plate. Visitors can enjoy dog sledding or reindeer outings, ice fishing, or a quick trip to a native Sami Laplander camp. More sedate guests can enjoy the concerts and stage plays performed in the Outdoor Theater, an ice-formed replica of Shakespeare's Globe Theater in London. Aside from the activities and amenities of the Ice Hotel, the unique beauty of the Arctic snowscape and northern lights add their own enticement that attracts tens of thousands of visitors each season. In the spring, the guests leave, the Ice Hotel melts, returning to the river, and plans for a brand new Ice Hotel begin.
Well, was wondering if I could stay there. I know I would want to hit at least the ice sauna. Maybe that would help warm me up. But we read about here in line 19, a nearby restaurant serves beverages and glasses carved from ice.
Now, that has to be a unique experience. You're actually drinking your Coca-Cola or iced tea out of a cup that is ice.
I know. I was trying to picture that. An ice glass. I guess I would have to use gloves to drink from that.
Yeah.
I'm sure you would. And then I like the next part. It says, and food hot on a plate. I think I would want something warm to keep me warm after staying in this kind of a place.
Well, I did go to the website, and I did see they have, we're talking about drinking beverages from glass and ice. They actually have something called the ice bar there, and that's like the lounge of the hotel. That's where the guests hang out, and they have a picture. I think that picture on line 29 might actually be from the ice bar, or maybe the lobby. That's where people do go for a drink. And that is all ice. And we can see even there a fireplace in that picture.
I don't know how they managed to burn a fire inside of an ice fireplace.
I have no idea how they would do it. But then I did see on the website the restaurant is actually a separate building. And it actually is a wooden building because they have to do the cooking in there. So where you do eat, it actually is a separate wooden building. They couldn't cook the food in, I guess, in an ice building.
Well, and if you're interested in doing more than just eating, you can do something like dog sledding or reindeer outings. And that sounds fun to me because I've always wondered how good I would be because it looks like it's a fairly difficult skill to master to ride on these dog sleds. And then also to do something where you go out and see reindeer or ride in a reindeer sleigh would be a very interesting experience, I think.
And ice fishing, that's something that my husband Troy has done in Michigan. He enjoys it. A lot of his friends go out ice fishing during the winter.
Well, for some of our listeners who may not know about ice fishing, that's where people go onto a lake that is frozen over, and they actually will carve a hole in the ice, maybe half a meter around, and they actually will sit there in a little wooden shed and put a fishing pole down and lower the line through the ice into the water.
I'll say that's for diehard fishermen.
Does Troy enjoy ice fishing?
He enjoys fishing.
Okay. And as we move on, it says more sedate guests can enjoy the concerts and stage plays performed in the Outdoor Theater, an ice-form replica of Shakespeare's Globe Theater in London.
This is one of the later additions, additions, I should say, to what is offered here. As you said, Bill, the concept began with a group of Japanese visitors who had come to see ice sculptures that were on display. Now, every year, this hotel and its whole complex is rebuilt.
And then it melts away in the summer into the River Tourne. And again, the whole process is begun again in the beginning of December. That's amazing.
Yeah, it really is amazing. They've done it so many times now, they've been able to work in some efficiencies, among which are harvesting blocks of ice from the river in the spring and then keeping them in storage so that they can begin the construction and the carving in October.
So we might say they want to get a head start on things. And then in line 10, we see, aside from the activities and amenities of the ice hotel. Amenities, Ethan.
Amenities are anything that will make your life more pleasurable. And we often will talk about this when we talk about hotels, because you go and you want things that will make your stay more enjoyable or more a nicer experience. And so we will say, oh, were the amenities, were you given nice treatment when you were at this hotel? And in this case, I think we see that there is a lot of that.
It's really surprising. It sounds like they really take care of their guests, and they aim to make you as comfortable as possible. As I said, I think I could probably work up the courage to stay one night, and my guess is that that's what most people do. They just stay one night. I couldn't imagine staying more than that.
Well, look, you have the unique beauty of the Arctic snowscape, and you can see the northern lights. So this is a unique experience aside from the hotel itself.
Northern lights, Ethan. What are northern lights?
The northern lights are a very, very beautiful natural phenomenon where you go to the very far north and you can see it looks like these different colors, colored lights just dancing in the sky. And it is a very, very beautiful thing. I've only seen it on video, but even that, I was very awed by how beautiful it was.
Well, you have to remember the season the hotel is open is winter. And winter in the Arctic Circle is like 23 hours of darkness with 1 hour of really, not really daylight, but kind of in between the day and night. So most of your time there is in darkness.
Right. And I had researched this, whereas in the summer, in like July, they have almost 24 hours of sunlight. So I don't think you would be doing much sleeping in July.
No.
Well, certainly not sleeping are Tim and Terry, and they are exploring the ice hotel.
Brr, I'm cold. Yesterday we were in a tropical rainforest in India. Now we get off the plane in the cold north of Sweden.
Oh, chill out, Tim. It's not so bad. It's only -7 degrees Celsius. Let's enjoy everything the ice hotel has to offer.
Okay, Terry. It's cold, but this place sure is interesting. Can you believe it? A hotel built entirely out of ice.
Isn't this place cool? It was featured a few years ago in the James Bond movie, Die Another Day.
I know. I couldn't believe my eyes when I saw it. It looked like a winter wonderland fantasy.
It's not just fantasy. It's a real place with really fun things to do.
Did you know there's an ice cinema here? We can watch a movie in a theater made of ice.
After that, we can go warm up at the ice bar. They serve drinks in glasses made of ice.
I might warm up in the wood-fired sauna and hot tub outside and watch the northern lights later.
While you're soaking in the outdoor hot tub, I'm going on a wilderness adventure. The guide told me I could see moose and reindeer.
Maybe I'll go on a canoe trip or even a whitewater rafting adventure on the Tornioloon River.
If I didn't get seasick, I would go on a whale-watching trip. We could see the huge sperm whales up close.
Whatever we do, Terry, I look forward to a dinner of some of the local cuisine. Char, whitefish, and Arctic raspberries at the Ice Hotel's restaurant.
So much to do in so little time. For now, this is Terry.
And this is Tim.
Goodbye from Scandinavia.
Well, those two sure get around. They got a pretty good job. They just travel all around the world, going to all these great places.
Well, I must say, when I began listening to this skit, it reminded me of some of these adventure movies where the actors jump from one part of the world to the other part of the world.
Right. They just get on a plane, and they go here and go there, live an exciting life. Maybe Tim and Terry are like James Bond. So... But you might want to combine a night at the Ice Hotel with a trip to Scandinavia. For instance, I have a very good friend who lives in Los Angeles, and he actually went on a honeymoon on a cruise along the coast of Norway. And actually, that's very popular with many people to go cruising in and out of the fjords, which are rocks and mountains. And you could actually combine that with a stay at the Ice Hotel.
Well, for me, it sounds very, very interesting. I think the snow and the ice is all very beautiful. The pictures I've seen, I'd love to go and see something like that. And then the northern lights, the pictures I've seen have been so wonderful that I'd love to go and see them myself and see them for real. So I would think that this would be a trip that I would be very interested in making.
Have you ever seen northern lights, Angela?
Well, for a girl from Alabama, which is in the south of the United States, no,
I haven't. You've seen the southern lights, not the northern lights. I've never seen the northern lights. I would love to do that. So maybe I'll do that. I'll muster up the courage to go to the Ice Hotel, and I'll get a chance to see the northern lights.
It does sound like an adventure.
Well, thank you to all of our listeners for joining us today. And I want to also thank Ethan and Angela for being our panelists and exploring the Ice Hotel. So for Advanced Studio Classroom, this is Bill.
And Ethan.
And Angela.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.